associate with my childhood. I grew up in North Carolina, the deep, deep South, Black Mountain, North Carolina. My dad and my uncle made music with two big soup spoons, and sometimes they played ham bone, but they did the soup spoon thing. It was very, very, very fascinating to me. It was extremely interesting to my brother and I. And so we used to go out back on Saturdays, on weekends, and listen to them, or whenever they did it. Sometimes didn't have to wait for the weekend. All they needed was a little Mountain Dew, and everything was on. This song was associated with that whole experience for me. It also reminds me of one of our greatest artists, a man whose name was Peg Leg Bates. Did you ever hear Peg Leg Bates? You don't sound like you did. He was great. He had one wooden leg. I never found out what happened, you know, that real story behind how he lost his leg. But he can make such magic with that wooden leg. He was a tap dancer and an excellent one. This song was associated with so much of his performance, at least in my child mind. That's what I remember. But when we got ready to include the song on our last album, we found that the original words of the song were such a put down for this lady. You know, obviously she was fine. Obviously she was chocolate. Obviously she was somewhere in the deep South. Obviously she was a hardworking person. And but they didn't mention any of that in good terms. They mentioned that she had big boobs, a big booty, and she wore 6-inch heels, and had fishnet stockings on and something on her hair, head that resembled hair but was always crooked and not well kept. So we thought, let us bring this song into the 21st century in the fashion of all of those risks that Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan and Carmen McRae and Miles Davis, all those jazz musicians who've gone on before us, used to take. Let's just have some fun. So we dressed her up. We put her in Donna Karan. We tried a few others, but Donna won. And we put her in some very high-heeled shoes, but they were fine, you know? They were not inexpensive. They were really, really fine shoes tailored to her. And we put her in the finest red dress we could find. It was red, which is what it was supposed to be. And her fishnet stockings were not just fishnet. They were super, super fine. So you could hardly tell that they were fishnet until you got up real close. And we didn't accentuate the positive, you know? We didn't. We just let that speak for itself, and it spoke very well. So we changed all the words. The people who owned the publishing were not happy about it. They decided that it cost some money, so they sent a note to Atlantic Records and asked for $25,000, which was okay by me, until Atlantic sent me the bill. And then it became my responsibility, which I accepted gladly. I would not dream of doing it any other way. But now that I own this version of the song, I make sure that when I get on the stage, I spend at least $25 to do it, okay? So here's our version of Sweet Georgia Brown. The emphasis is on Sweet Georgia Brown.